Africa. Oh, there we go. Magic.
Huh?
Magic.
Oh, magic.
Welcome back. When was the last time you wrote an actual check or bought something with cash? Swiping and tapping our cards and our apps are not just the easiest way to spend money, they're the safest way, unless, of course, we misplace our phones or our wallets, and then it's a nightmare. And soon your hand may be all that you need to buy anything that you can afford and many things that you can't. Because a company called WalletMore is developing a very teeny, teeny, tiny chip. You see it there in the X-ray? That should creep you out. And the chip gets embedded just under your skin and makes your whole hand a credit card.
Oh, weird. Yeah, it's like a grain of rice.
Yeah, a grain of rice.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Magic.
I mean, the CEO of Pfizer, there was a famous speech where he's giving, where he's talking about a pill that you would have to take that sends off a signal to show that you've taken it. And he says, imagine the compliance.
It is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance. The insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
It's nerve-wracking, man, because the people that have that kind of money and that kind of power, they want to maintain that position and they want to maintain that influence over people. And the best way to maintain it is to like tighten down on what people are allowed to do.
Yeah.
Where they have to comply. I mean, the CEO.
Have you looked into U.S. patent number 20170229149A1? And that's system and method for using biometric and displaying biometric data. And that's for Richard A. Rothschild, Netherlands, October 13th, 2015. They had these things ready for us. They knew they could lead us right into the slatter, yeah? There's also U.S. patent number 2020/0279585, and this is system and method for testing Cuckoo 19 2017 to 2020. And in the patent, you should note how the smartphone can be useful in this regard because you're hooked up to the physical technology like your smartphone. These things are weapons, right? Have you read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars yet, right? Have you read the NASA war documents that tell us we're all going to be hooked up to this AI system hive mind, right? And people think I'm joking. Nah, sweetheart, we're going right into it.
Раз это обнаружил, даже страшно стало. Ну все, я выключаю. Вот, пожалуйста, все. Так не действует ничего. Как только мы опять звоним. Ну, вот он пошел вызов. И вот он, пожалуйста. Что это за явление? Я такого еще не встречал и не видел. Да и смотреть страшно и противно. Все, всем пока.
Fragments of glass. How's this? Nice. There we go. Now, excuse me, technical support. Can you repair my phone?